Dr. Mary Fairchalk says multisystem inflammatory syndrome was first identified in London in early May. Fairchalk is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at the Marybridge Children's Hospital in Tacoma.
What we're seeing is generally 2 to 4 weeks after these children have been infected with the virus, they present with a variety of symptoms that reflect the fact that they're immune system is quite angry and responding in dangerous ways to the virus. So it's really what we would call a post-infectious disease or problem.
She says it's similar to another condition called Kawasaki disease that has received attention for its effect on young children. A handful of kids in Washington have contracted multisystem inflammatory syndrome. Fairchalk says it can be fatal. Many spend time in hospital intensive care units, some with heart problems. But like COVID, most children recover from it.
Most of those kids with the cardiac complications, over time those resolve, but not all children. So there's a potential for long-standing cardiac damage in these children.
The main symptom to look for, she says, is a persistent fever.
And then they can have a variety of things. They can have a rash. They can have red or inflamed eyes. They can have difficulty breathing. They can have sweatiness or pallor, faintness, almost like looking like they have a seizure or something.
Fairchalk advises parents to call their children's doctor if they see some or all of these symptoms, or even go to the emergency room if the symptoms show a worsening of their children's conditions. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.